One of the world's largest producers of premium aluminum wants to build a smelter in Oklahoma. A new state law clarifies foster family qualifications, and the Oklahoma City Thunder are advancing in the NBA playoffs. This is the KGOU PM News Brief for Monday, May 19th. I'm Deborah Ashar. A global company has selected Oklahoma for its new $4 billion aluminum production plant. Grayson Wheeler has details on what the state hopes to gain from the project and how much it'll cost taxpayers if approved.
Governor Kevin Stitt penned the agreement with Emirates Global Aluminium as part of a larger slate of deals with the United Arab Emirates announced by Donald Trump last week. Stitt says the project will bring 1,000 direct jobs and 1,800 indirect jobs to Oklahoma. Construction would begin at the Port of Inola next year, and the smelter would be expected to go online by the beginning of 2030. But it comes at a price. The state would pay more than $275 million in incentives and give the company another $735 million in tax exemptions and offsets. The state would also loan more than $500 million in tax increment financing. The legislature still needs to approve the plan, but Senate and House leaders have expressed support. In Oklahoma City, I'm Grayson Wheeler.
A new state law mandates that potential foster or adoptive parents won't be disqualified for their religious beliefs. Senate Bill 658 is set to take effect November 1st. The measure ensures that eligible foster families are not excluded from consideration based solely on their deeply held religious or moral beliefs regarding sexual identity or gender orientation. The law also requires the Oklahoma Department of Human Services to consider the perspective of the child and their biological family when making a placement. State lawmakers say about 450 children are in need of foster families. Among the dozens of bills Governor Kevin Stitt has allowed to become law without his signature is a controversial utility bill. But as State Impact's Chloe Bennett Steele reports, Senate Bill 998 could face a challenge in court.
The bill would direct the Oklahoma Corporation Commission to allow utilities building new or expanded natural gas plants to charge customers for construction costs before the facility is in operation. Senators Todd Gullahar and Grant Green authored the legislation, and Representative Trey Caldwell served as the principal House author. This kind of fund recovery isn't new, but the law requires the OCC to allow it in natural gas applications instead of considering it case by case. Corporation commissioners spoke out against the bill in recent weeks, saying it would increase upfront costs for consumers and erode their authority as utility regulators. Commissioner Todd Hyatt says he is, quote, certain the bill will be challenged in the Oklahoma Supreme Court on the basis of constitutionality. Whether the OCC will be part of that remains to be seen. For State Impact, I'm Chloe Bennett Steele.
The Oklahoma City Thunder play tomorrow night in the NBA Western Conference Finals. Ryan LaCroix reports OKC was dominant in Sunday's Game 7 against the Denver Nuggets.
The Thunder's 125-93 victory was fueled by a 39-point second quarter, as OKC went from being down by 11 early to leading by as many as 43 points in the fourth quarter. Defense was a big reason for that, as the Thunder forced 23 turnovers down the stretch. Shea Gildas-Alexander singled out veteran guard Alex Caruso for leading that effort.
He's special. His hands, his smarts. He knows what everyone's supposed to do on our defense and their offense at all times, and that's why he's a really good defensive player. Every team in the league is lucky to have a guy like that, and we're one of those teams.
SGA led OKC in scoring with 35 points, followed by Jalen Williams with 24 and Chet Holmgren with 13. It'll be a quick turnaround for the Thunder as they get set to host the Minnesota Timberwolves tomorrow evening at 7:30 at the Paycom Center. In Oklahoma City, I'm Ryan LaCroix.
You can find more Oklahoma news on our website, kgou.org, and on the KGOU AM News Brief podcast. I'm Deborah Shar.
Planet Money helps you understand the economy. We find the people at the center of the story.
Garbage in New York, that was like a controlled substance.
We show you how money influences everything.
Tell me what you like by telling me how you spend your money.
And we dig until we get answers.
I had a bad feeling you're going to bring that up.
Planet Money finds out. All you have to do is listen. The Planet Money podcast from NPR.